7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, it starts whether we would have or not.
Now you gotta be a good
baby.
そうそ
う、だから俺言ってやったんだよね。なんだ？
おい、あっちでむしり獣人熟女と目隠れロボットシャタがイチャイチャしてるらしいぞ。
やめろ、罠だ。罠でもいい、罠でもいいんだ。
I don't care if it's a trap. Are you getting in the kitty business pet? Are you gonna get in the... Come on, get in the kitty business pet.
Okay, right, so the current time is just about 1931 UTC. My name is Tobe. This is, in fact, the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals. Oh, good. Hi, get in here. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee.My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman, blah, blah, blah. We're starting off kind of weird and slow today. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, I sort of do, but here's what's happening. I'm having a weird sinus day, and I think everything is starting to settle down, but it's been difficult for a while now. And then the cat had to do some kitty poops and got the zips, and then now she's running around and trying to be crazy and wants to do kitty business, and now we've got her calmed down a little bit. And she's in the kitty business pit now, so that's good. I think we can finally get started with the Dubious Goals Committee. So what's the first thing we need to do for Dubious Goals Committee? We should probably get some kind of... music bed or some background music going here. Yeah, let's just see what happens. We'll let this load up. This is gonna take a minute. Yeah, my sinuses are so weird that I had to go grab a roll of toilet paper because I'm out of Kleenex, and everything has just been completely and utterly out of control. Utter, what are you doing? Now my cat's looking at me weird, like, am I about to get it? No, okay. I thought I was going to get attacked. I'm not about to be attacked. That's good. Oh, okay, so, yeah, where are we with that traditional Apache breakbeat? Here we go. Yeah. Okay.Okay, so now we got something going. Maybe I'll take this time to pour some more tea. In other news, it's not very cold, but it's snowing, which is great. Oh, because it's the kind of snow that I like. The kind that's been cycled a few times, meaning because of the temperature differential below and above and winds and all this weather science, little snowflakes start to fall, and then they get blown up to higher altitudes where they grow bigger, and then they start to fall again, and then they get blown back up to higher altitudes. This keeps happening, and these snowflakes keep getting bigger and bigger until they're too big to blow back up, so we got these giant snowflakes falling right now. Oh, good tea. I'm drinking Che Guanyin again. Oh, I needed that. So we're getting these great big snowflakes. The problem is, it's not very cold. It's only 31 degrees American. That's negative half a degree in the rest of the world. So even though we're getting this decent snow, I don't know if it's gonna last. We'll find out. And the weird thing is now I'm wondering if I should just skip Dubious Goals Committee right now, let it go to some old replay, and I'm wondering if I should go to the store. How bad is it snowing? How much snow are we going to get? That I don't know. Because I don't feel like putting up with the Weather Channel propaganda. The Weather Channel is going to tell me, oh, we're going to get 16 feet. That's 44 meters for the rest of the world. And when in fact we're not even going to get 5 millimeters. So I'm just going to sit here for right now and tell you about what I did last night, which was so amazing. Another story of Tobe amazingness. Alright, so I was sitting here at about 9 o'clock p.m. last night. And I was drinking tea and I picked up my teapot. And, you know, once again, I thought, geez, this handle's getting kind of loose. I think the handle was a little bit loose when I got this teapot. And it seems like, although I could be wrong, it seems like it's getting looser. It has been getting looser. And I've been thinking about fixing it ever since I got this teapot. But I never bothered to do so until last night. Somehow, last night, at about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, I decided, yeah, it now is the time. And I thought, how does this work? How am I going to do this? What's the deal, yo? And I started looking at the teapot, and I realized, yeah, okay, this little rubber plug in the handle probably pops out. There's probably a screw under there. I just need to tighten that screw up. So I grabbed my tweezers, I pulled out the little rubber plug in the handle, and I looked in there, and sure enough, but there was actually two screws in there, and I said, okay, yeah, cool, fine. So I grabbed a screwdriver, and I tried to tighten the screws, but they were already as tight as they could be. They're not getting any tighter. Aha, that's a problem. So I said to myself, okay, what would my grandfather do? And I thought, oh, shim it. We just gotta shim this bad baby. I just need to make a shim, put it between the screw heads and the handle, take up that slack, give those screws something to clamp down onto. So I thought, okay, great. What the hell am I gonna use? This is not gonna be fun. This is not gonna be easy. Can I cut a piece of plastic or something and stick that in there? The plastic I have is too thin and na 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 na. And then I realized I was staring at a popsicle stick. And I said, huh, that popsicle stick looks like it's just about wide enough to go into that slot. So I grabbed the popsicle stick and I put it in the slot. And I said, yes, not only is this popsicle stick the exact width of the slot, the curvature of the tip of the popsicle stick is the exact same curvature of this oval-shaped slot. I just need to trim this stick down and round the edge off. So I did. And this took all of about 1 minute. Grabbed a popsicle stick. I got cat hair in my nose now. Oh. Yeah, you're the fluffiest baby. So I grabbed the popsicle stick and I cut it and I trimmed it down and I made this perfect, perfect little shim that just dropped right down into that slot like a piece of inlay, like it was meant to be. And I said, yes, the gods of teapots are smiling upon me. Now, how am I going to drill holes through this? It's thin. This is crappy wood. The grain is going this way. These holes aren't going to survive. Well, maybe if I start with really small holes. So I took the little shim down into the basement, put a tiny drill bit in my drill press, and I made two little holes. And I realized, oh, I'm making a bowsie. Yeah, if you sail model boats or pond yachts, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, I thought, okay, well, I'll make the hole a little bit bigger. Now that I've got these two holes that are kind of small, I took a larger drill bit, approximately the diameter of the screws, and by hand, I started, making the holes bigger. So I made the holes big enough for the screws to go through, and I threaded the screws through about, well, just so they would poke out a little bit, and I put that back in the handle. Then I put the handle up against the teapot, and I got the screwdriver, and I started tightening it up. Everything was going great, and I thought, you know, this is going to split. Once we start tightening this up, this little shim in here is going to split. And sure enough, it did, but it didn't matter at that point, because now it's in. It's where it needs to be, and yes, it works great. Everything tightened up real nicely. The screws didn't bottom out. They wedged into the shim really well, and we're squeezing the handle up against the teapot, and it's nice and tight and not loose now. And so I thought, boy, I'm awesome. And then I put the rubber plug back into the handle. The rubber plug that covers up the screws so you don't have to look at them. And the only thing that is not absolutely perfect, and the funny thing about this is that I anticipated this. I said to myself, as soon as I put this wedge in, this plug isn't going to be flush anymore. It's going to stick out. And so yeah, the plug little sticks out a little bit, but I could trim it down. It wouldn't take much effort to get a knife and just trim the plug down. But why bother? Good tea. So now, my teapot. Well, it's as good as new, but no, frankly, it's better than new, because now the teapot, the handle does not flex or move when you grab it at all. It's better than new. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh my God, Tobe, you must be some kind of teapot genius. And I have to agree. Oh, put this on my resume. Put this on the long list of my life's accomplishments. Expert teapot repair man. Yeah, Daddy. We'll be right back. Oh, Daddy, I don't know what's happening today, but apparently it is Brushed Snare Drum Day. We just heard Justin Johnson doing That's All Right on a custom PRS that I've never seen before, and that's gotta be expensive. And before that, we heard Junior Brown doing a surf medley live. Very cool, very cool. But now that I've got guitar on the brain, I think I need to hear some more. And that sort of leads me to think about, what is it that I want to hear exactly? Well, I guess you can't really go wrong with Justin Johnson, right? So let's have some more Justin Johnson doing some Stones. Honky Tonk Women. Justin Johnson. Can't get enough of the guy. Just seriously, ridiculously skilled. And I was just thinking I should check to see if he's going on tour anytime this year or the coming year. And I just remembered, no, I checked like last week and I didn't see any dates on his tour schedule or anything. Like, eh. So yeah, I still haven't seen the guy play live. And I'd really like to. And I know he does come into the area at some times because I've seen videos of him on YouTube in Blair, Nebraska, home of Blair the Airport. DTA. Good tea. I'm gonna have to make some more tea. But yeah. I hope we can see some live music next year. Live music sort of started coming back. I did get to go to a concert this year. That was great. But, we need more band. Oh my god, look at the time. You have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, holidays, weekends, you name it, it's always on, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go and figure out what the hell I'm gonna do for the rest of the day.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.